rechargeable cells in your alkaline pack, you should be close to the same run times.
Yeah, I know. And I could always probably get two sets of batteries, and between the two sets of batteries, as long as I'm doing more receive than talk, it'll probably take up a good day, and then I could recharge them.
Plus, you'd have them for other things in the house, like, you know, flashlights and whatnot, if you should need them.
I don't know, before I need the radio again for an extended use, I may look into that. Right now, I don't use it that much.
And there you have it. There's your answer. Go with the rechargeable AA's, which you could use in other devices.
Yeah, I already have four of them that I use for my camera. That's what I need in my my flash. The SB700 takes four AA's, and I got the high output rechargeables for it.
Then get some more of those and use those for the radio. So you know, if you don't use them for the radio, you can always use them for the flash.
When I bought my first set for the camera, I picked it up with a charger, and I had a choice between a slow charge and a rapid charge. They make a rapid charger that in an hour or so you'll charge up four AA's completely. But they also made one that, you do it a little slower, you get it done. The battery pack takes six, so I pick up another charger, get the rapid charger. I can do all six quickly.
There's your answer. See, you just answered your own questions. And you came up with a viable solution that gives you multi-use options, which is what you want now. You want multitasking and multi-use options.
Yeah, I might do that. In any case, the PowerPoint that I was doing was touching up, putting the last final touches on a lecture I have to give on Wednesday to a group of hygiene students on intraoral photography.
Sounds thrilling. Should I bring a pillow?
Who invited you?
Then I guess I should just provide pillows for all your lecture students. How far ahead of me are you, and did you hear about the fire on the eastbound side by Queens Boulevard that was jamming traffic up?
No, I did not hear about the fire, and I'm at Roslyn Road right now on the north end.
Then we were just within spitting distance because I just got off and got on to the LIE.
I take it the Queens Boulevard fire is on the LIE?
But it's on the eastbound side, so I don't know how bad it's affecting things on the westbound side. We'll have to find out.
I thought you were going into Brookline. Or am I a couple of jobs behind the times?
Which part of Brookline were you thinking I was going into? Because I am going into Brookline.
So what, are you going to go down with the BQE?
No, I just go over to Kosciuszko and get off. That's the BQE. Yeah, well, how else would I get to East Williamsburg?
I didn't know you were going to East Williamsburg. The last time you were talking about, the last couple of jobs you were talking about, you had to go to either Floyd Bennett Field or you had to loop around down by the Verrazano. You were taking the belt.
Hey, those are all water under the bridge. Take Floyd Bennett Field is a done deal. I am now back working for the contractor that I worked for about 3.5-4 years ago, doing fiber optics once again.
Net tonight at 8:30 WQVL repeater system.
Well, we have our beep again. All right, N2ZEP here. It's a lot easier to keep track of where I'm going. Steady, same place every day, different time. Boring. N2PP in Mobile for those who could care less. Boring. This is the place that I used to work at, that we would do a double on Thursdays and have Fridays off. You getting that option this time again? I had a nice 3-day weekend. We gotta remember to wait for the beep, otherwise we're gonna time it out. Okay. I get I don't get a 3-day weekend because I'm off on Friday. I'm working in the office on Saturday. Okay. This week, I get Saturday and Sunday off because I got to work Friday. It gets interesting. And it's always interesting when my students start emailing me over the weekend. It's almost like work. Almost. But, yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, it was not bad. Would have been nicer to get back a little earlier, but went back out Thursday night. We were splicing fiber for cable vision. We had to go to a couple of locations. Got back to the yard about 1:30, so I was home by 2. Wasn't bad. And then I had all day Friday to just, like, kick around and relax. So I had a nice 3-day weekend, a good-to-be-me weekend. And how much of the weekend did you spend without being under the influence of a clear liquid? Say more than 3/4 of it. Saturday night we had a bridal shower to go to. Our rabbi is getting married. Mazel tov to them. Okay. Yeah. I'm driving by this stretch of the northern state and I take a look at all the downed trees. It's really horrible looking. No, that's a natural thing that happens to trees when they get old. They break and fall down and make room for new trees. We haven't had stuff like this come through here, so we haven't really had many downed trees. You know, it's kind of like, it's a natural process that would take place if, you know, no one was here. The trees would get tall, there'd be a big wind, they'd crack, they'd fall down, you know, new trees would grow. But yes, I do believe that they should start doing something about cleaning them up and having firewood available to all those people who need firewood, even all those people who don't need firewood. Maybe they could use it to build new houses with, you know, cut up the lumber and build log cabins or something. But, yes, our rabbi, who is a woman, by the way, is getting married, so they had a Jack and Jill bridal shower at the temple Saturday night, and I was trying to come up with inventive ways of drinking peach vodka, because that was all there was, other than wine and some Bacardi white rum. So I was trying to figure it out, so I came up with some combinations that worked for the peach vodka. Vodka and some white wine should be pretty decent. It's very similar to something called a Bellini. I actually settled on the peach vodka and a splash of 7-Up. Wasn't too bad. And after a couple of them, you really didn't care. As long as someone else had the car keys. Yes, she who must be feared and obeyed. And by the way, it was like kind of like a potluck. Everybody brought something, a dessert or whatever. So there were tons of desserts. And of course, my daughter, with help from my wife, baked lots of cupcakes. So there was lots of cupcakes there for everybody to enjoy. Yeah, we couldn't do something like that at my shul. The rabbi wouldn't allow it because he wouldn't be able to be certain that every one of the kitchens had the level of kosher that he would consider okay. Well, understood. But you gotta imagine, here she is, you know, the rabbi's walking around, getting all sorts of congratulations and everything from everybody. Now she's walking around near all these dessert tables. Everybody's going, did you try my such and such? Did you try my this and that? And she's like, I gotta stay away from here, otherwise I'm gonna put 15 pounds on tonight. Well, instead of a bridal gown, she could always use her rabbinical robes, and this way no one would know. Funny. But, so that's pretty cool. And then, of course, you find out who the total freaks are in the congregation. There was one woman who told me that she was a school teacher. Not in the city, though. Not a city school teacher. And if there was a lampshade and a table to dance on, she definitely would have put the lampshade on and danced on top of the table. Okay, wonderful. But the kiddies aren't around, so she can do whatever she wants. A good attitude. No Facebook, no pictures, because she does not want anybody to ever be able to testify to her behavior. Okie doke. You know, talking about Facebook, I'm actually thinking of pulling the plug on it. It's getting very boring. But when you pull the plug, there are some things you got to do to make sure you get rid of as much of your identifiable information from Facebook computers as possible. You could go through and do a major house cleaning on your own, you know. No, it's not just that. Because there's nothing really there that I'm ashamed of. That would have come down a long time ago if it ever caught me in a compromising position. But, if I discontinue the use of it, I would seriously consider removing all personal information from their servers. And there are ways of doing it. Even if you not just deactivate, you discontinue your account, close it, there's still stuff that stays on their servers. And there are ways of getting most of it off. What you do is you turn around and you change some of your security settings and your preferences so that things that pertain to you can only be seen by you and not be seen by anyone else. In other words, you now become a singular entity unto yourself, and you have to turn around and, you know, turn all that stuff on so that only you can see everything. And then you can turn around and you can weed through what you want and what you don't want. And then you can remain, but you remain as like a ghost. A ghost that will never be seen again. I don't know, I haven't decided if I'm going to do it or not. Every once in a while it comes in handy. Very true. There are times and places for it. But like I said, you can limit a whole bunch of stuff and change who can and can't interact and stuff like that. So you could do lots of things without necessarily totally pulling the plug. How far did you get on the expressway? I'm coming up to the Kew Gardens interchange. Got ahead of me because I'm over here. Where am I? I believe that's Parsons. Am I Parsons? Yeah. Right. No, actually, I'm not near Parsons. I'm still over here near the road to Utopia. And it's gotten tightened up over here. So I may be figuring out a slightly different move here. Maybe I should have taken Queens Boulevard, because it's this thing slowing down here now also. Maybe I'll get off at Jewel and go some back roads a little bit. Get off at 69 will take you back up to, you can get back up to Queens Boulevard that way. It's tightening up that much. Maybe I will take 69 to Queens Boulevard, and then take Queens Boulevard back up to the expressway, and I'll cut out most of that junk. Yes, you might. I'm meandering and toying around with possibly getting off and getting onto the Graham Central and running that up past LaGuardia and getting onto the BQE up there. That's another possibility. I can loop around that way. What do you think? Do that route? It's a possibility, but then not knowing what the BQE looks like coming down to the expressway, I don't know. And the sign here says westbound I-495 LIE to Woodhaven Boulevard is delayed. And I get on at Queens Boulevard, so it's only one exit, so... And what I'll end up doing is I'll take the service road until after Queens Boulevard. You have to get on and then get over to the Grand Avenue go-around. Well, the whole trick is to not actually get onto the expressway, get off on 108th Street. But there is no service road that goes straight across. Actually, yeah, if whatever. I know what you're saying. There is a way of zigzagging past Queens Center Mall and getting on right after Queens Boulevard. You get off at 108th Street, and you go to, I think it's, if you stay on the service road to Junction, make a right on Junction, and you go like three blocks, I think it's 57th Street or 57th Avenue, and you make a left, it brings you right back up to Queens Boulevard. But what you might lose there might not make up for, you know, all the other nonsense, so it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. Well, I already missed the 69th exit. I'm in line for the exit for the LIE. So, LIE, as I'm looking at it, isn't too bad. It's moving up there, as I can see it from here. So, we'll take the usual route. I'm coming into the whole interchange here now, and things are quite tight. As tight as your sphincter? No, not at all. Nothing could be that tight. That's Houston Mobile, by the way. Delays to Harbor Boulevard on the Million Dollar Sign. Okay, let's see if we can get up on the big lie, because I'm on the crossover ramp now. I'm almost up to the full circle, but I'm on the exit. And The LIE is moving, but moving slow. Have you gotten up to the Grand Central yet?
Oh, I am a half mile away. In this case, I need to die.
You must be underneath the expressway. Your signal drops off.
I was at that point, but I'm not now.
Yeah, you're still gonna get ahead of me.
Okay. I'm in the interchange now, making decisions whether I'm gonna go onto the expressway itself or try the 108th Street drop off and go around. See what happens.
Oh. I gotta make a decision here too, I guess.
Okay, I'm trying to get out of the way of a cop. Oh, he keeps following me. Every time I go one way, he comes behind me.
He's watching you and he wants to nail you talking on the radio.
Your microphone and don't talk for a bit.
And sleep in.
He wants to get past me. He's now in front of me.
Satan, get thee behind me.
No, he's doing the zigzagging, and I had zigged the right way. He was on my right, and I was in the middle lane, so I moved to my left, and he decided, oh, that's a good way of going. So he moved to his left through both lanes, and now he's behind me, so I had to go to my right to get out of his way again, and then back to the left, and he scooted over to the right and about 5-6 cars ahead of me. He couldn't have seen the microphone from where it was.
He doesn't have his lights on, does he?
Yes, he does.
Really?
Okay.
Because there's another guy back here by the Grand Central who's also got his lights on and making his way hastily into the left lane. So there must be something going on.
This was on the entrance. I'm still on there. I haven't gotten onto the expressway proper yet.
You'll see him. He's in the left lane, and he's just probably going over the Grand Central now, so you'll see him coming up on you. I can't even get anywhere near him. He totally sneaked his way into the left lane, and he's moving.
He's probably half in the breakdown lane. I haven't seen him yet.
Wonder what the Grand Central would have given me if I would have gone up north.
Yeah, pay your money and you take your choices.
Speaking of paying my money, got a fuel oil delivery on Saturday.
Did it hurt?
10-2 ASS.
Speaking of, did it hurt?
That's one thing I don't have to worry about. Fuel oil. I was listening to you guys for a while, but I had to stop at the shop and get some stuff. So I said, you know, I'm not going to break into the conversation. And then I'll say, I'll be back in a minute. And Rich will say, no, he won't. So I just said, wait till I stopped at the shop. But I heard your whole thing with the rabbi getting married and the vodka only drinks and the whole nine yards.
You go back and get yourself that amplifier, or did you just walk away?
I went back, and the guy left.
I'm selling it? You could have gotten his name and number.
I'm working on that. I'm going to ask, you know, I try to announce it over the radio. I figured maybe he'd listen on the way home. But I asked CDL, and he didn't know who the guy was. But, I mean, he had a table in the back on top. So I'm going to, other people gave me people to get in touch with. I'll get in touch with Limock, and I'll find out the table list and who had what. And I'll get, if he didn't sell it, I'll get.
So, Gary, did you get off at Conjunction Junction?
No, I'm still on the main road. I'm coming up to the Queens Boulevard exit now. And I'm not going to take the Grand Avenue go around. You know, it's slow, but it's moving. And the other side's moving also, so they must have cleaned up most of it, and this is just the backlog. The backlog.
Yeah, they said that the, they said early this morning, what, like 5, they said it on, one of Channel 5 News, one of these channels said that it was a car westbound LIE crash, you know, near, was it near Cross Island Parkway or something like that? No, further up. I forgot where it was, but it was further up.
Of the Long Island Expressway by Woodhaven Boulevard. Get your facts straight, Kramer, or don't give them at all.
No, no, I changed it. I said, no, it was further up. I said it was further up. I forgot where it was exactly. That might have been it. You broke up a little bit on that transmission, but then you popped back in at the end. So I went all the way back there, but I did buy a TNC to 259 connector, which I forgot to pick up earlier, and I got that, but everyone was picking up by 12:30.
Back. Go. Two NYPDs, one marked vehicle, one dark Suburban, both with the lights on, were coming up, half in the breakdown, half in the left lane. Decided to move over and drop the mic, let them get past me. Guts no glory, Gary.
Oh, come on, where's your bravery? You should have been swinging that mic around your neck.
I got pulled over for using the mic once and got out of it. Did you get out of the one you had the other day, Kramer?
Yeah, he decided to give me a seatbelt ticket instead. I actually don't hesitate. You know, unless something's wrong, I don't hesitate. You know, I'll leave that mic right in my mouth and I'll talk going right past the guy. I don't hesitate at all. But the thing is, if my car was out of inspection, I may hesitate. But if everything was good, I don't hesitate. I keep talking.
Drive around in a car that's out of inspection.
No, it's inspected. I'm just saying if it was. My last car, I drove for quite a long time without an inspection.
Realize that if you, God forbid, get into an accident and someone dies, they get you for homicide?
I know. But, yeah, whatever. I couldn't get it to pay. It was that check engine light came on, and it went everywhere from dealers to everywhere. No matter what they did, the stupid thing would pop back on. They changed this, they changed that sensor, the other sensor, this sensor. Oh, it was so aggravating, that stupid thing. And they wouldn't pass it with that, no matter what. And I said, well, I heard that if you spent so much to fix it, that they would pass it. And I said, not my station, I never heard it. So I don't know if there is truth to that or not, but the guys I dealt with wouldn't get it. So eventually, after resetting the check engine light several times and going through a drive cycle, I made it down there before the light came on again, and it was just enough to squeak it by.
So when they would read the codes that turned on the light, nobody could figure out what it was that was causing the light to come on?
They changed everything from the thermostat to the thermostat sensor to the ABS brake sensor to this and that. It was off. It was a nightmare. No, they couldn't get all of them. And then after all that was done, it started a new one with the O2 sensor thing, with the catalytic converter being bad. And my cat was brand new, so they changed the O2 sensors, and that didn't work. It was such a... It was like an intermittent thing. Oh, it was so aggravating. But flip at the end, right before I sold it, I think I got it pretty much straightened out. Pretty much. Now this car's kind of doing it. It's doing the same thing. But this one's putting up thermostat, and it's probably because I lowered the thermostat. I went to a 1.8 instead of the 192 that was in there. So this one comes on every once in a while. Comes on, I clear it.
Do you want to get past Woodhaven Boulevard, everything opens up wide? going over Woodhaven right this minute. There was another unmarked car with his lights on making his way. Oh, I guess that's the remnants of the fire over there. Is this the ring on the left with the sanitation guy and the police? Yeah, oh, look at all of those charred pallets.
We getting anything on Wednesday?
Look at all those charred pallets. There's two models, Kramer. One says a lot of rain, one says not so much rain. But we're going to get wind and we're going to get rain, they just don't know how much.
But I guess no snow.
Nothing to speak of. It's going to be rain.
Oh, well, I think if it went through the night, it would have been snow.
I know you make money off the snow, but the rest of us don't want to see it.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. I actually didn't like it because it used to take us at work. No, and that's when I decided to start with the plowing.
All right. It's always nice getting past a choke point. Everything opens up wide, and you can cool your engine off with a lot of air movement. Your engine's starting to get a little warm with no air movement. And to PPN, as some people call me, Maurice. Engine's Eddie B, half a mile from the toll booth, I'll sign now. Yeah, it wasn't getting warm because I got the electronic fans, but heck, if the movement of the car is going to move the air, you don't need the fans. I'll see you guys the next time because I'm on the down flight towards the toll booth. That means time to say 7-3. N2's Eddie B clear.
You're coming out of the city.
2-2-30.
See if maybe we can hook up. I'll catch you then.
City, be clear.
Pull your fuse and you wait till you start driving to get the heat coming in.
I turn around and start the car up with the remote start so I get into the nice warm car in the morning.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, I have in my truck, and that one I did myself because they wouldn't put it in. They didn't know what to do about, you know, you have to wait for the glow head. So I got this little relay with like a little knob on top, and I just kept watching the glow light. And when that would turn off, I kept turning back that thing until it kicked on just about the right time. And it really works. It works great. But in my car, you know, the remote start, they wanted so much money for the remote start because you have to get that key fob thing with the computer key. And I mean, just looking at that, the parts were so expensive. I mean, if I did it myself, it would probably cost me $200. So I put it off and get it. I really, really wanted to.
What didn't you buy the car with it as a factory option?
The car has every option. I'm surprised it doesn't have that. I didn't buy it that way. It's a used car. But it would be nice, you know, and just the safety of knowing. I mean, imagine if you didn't have that or think, you know, and then you have to go start your car and leave it idle where someone could just get in it and drive away. That's no good. You know, so you really do, that remote start has a lot of uses, especially if you had that night where, like, it rained and then froze and your doors are still closed and everything else.
You just got to hope that you remember to turn full, set the controls in the right directions.
Oh, that I make sure I don't. I know exactly what to do with that. My girlfriend, one time I got her remote start, had it installed and everything else, and the stupid heater wouldn't come on with the remote start. Wasn't that stupid? So I went back. I'm like, look, you got to do something. Make the heater come on. He said, look, I don't know what to tell you. That car's